Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Today, I have the lovely, the amazing Tracy Thompson and her cat with us. So I think Tracy's going to do the bulk of the coaching today, but if we get into a pinch, the cat, I think, is ready to jump in and bring value. We are going to have Tracy on, I think, more just because we do live events, we do in person and virtually. The stuff with Tracy is just awesome. So what we want to talk about today is what's really holding you back from growing your cleaning company. And from my perspective, it's so obvious because people are like, oh, it's, you know, how do I get more leads? Or what do I do if I get a negative Yelp review? Or there's always these, I hate to say small thinking, but kind of small sounds harsh, but I'm just going to go with it. It's the best word I got. Just small questions. And they ask them, I think, almost out of lack of clarity in what's really going on, or there's just this belief that, well, if I just had that, then I could be good. But that's almost never the case. What is that? I know what that looks like from my end and how frustrating it is. What does that look like when you're coaching, Tracy? How does that show up with clients coming to you?
I would say, sorry, something just flew in my eye. Like literally right when you asked me the question, I'm like,
if anyone's like, I wonder how much editing Mike does and if he takes out all the like good stuff, the answer is no. When Tracy has a medical emergency, we just roll right through it. And maybe this could be the podcast today. It could just be me trying to look at Tracy's eye and help her get it out. We may not do any coaching at all. This may just be Tracy crying uncontrollably on camera. I don't know. We'll have to see how this goes.
It just looks like I'm crying now, so I'm okay. So really the reason is because we're really crying on the inside. So
and just so you know, usually Tracy makes our clients cry. Rarely do I make Tracy cry. So this is a fun turn of events.
Okay, let's see. Focus. All right. So here's how I see it. When I'm working with our clients, what you just described, Mike, is what I call focusing on the wrong thing. Yeah. Right? So we're so conditioned through our environment, through our parenting, through society to focus on the things that are outside of us. You know, it's just natural. Like we're just told you need this set of knowledge, or it's this person's fault, or it's the government, or it's whatever. It's something that's external, because we're taught how to manipulate, control, cajole, whatever, external circumstances, people, whatever, to get what we want. And so it's natural that the first thing is, let's look at out there what's not working.
And as Tracy's walking us through this, just remember a truth that we all know, but I want you to be thinking of it as Tracy talks, what we focus on gets bigger. So if we focus on what's in here and what's under my dominion and control, that enlarges. When we focus on what's out there, who's the president and what the taxes are going to be and who's whatever and what this guy's doing and that guy's doing, that increases. So continue, but I just want you guys to keep that kind of that script running as Tracy's walking through this.
Exactly. So we don't even realize when it sounds so logical. We have this, I call it the monkey mind, right? We have the monkey mind that chatters at us so much, keeps us focused on the quote wrong thing so often that it seems normal. So we don't even hear ourselves when we're continually blaming and externalizing. It's, well, if I just had this, or if I just got that, the reason that I'm not successful, or the reason this isn't working is because I either don't know this, don't have this, or this person, this circumstance, this thing is doing this to me. Okay. So one of those, any one of those, you know, is the monkey mind trying to keep you focused on things that, frankly, you have very little, if any, control over ultimately.
So because I know there's a phalanx of Cleaning Nation out there going, but you don't understand, Tracy. I really do have whatever that is. My mom won't let me. My spouse won't let me. The community doesn't like my color of skin or accent, or I don't have any money. You know, like, but so they're going, but you don't understand my story is because again, it's so funny when we point to other people. If Tracy was coaching me one-on-one, everyone would be able to see my weakness and go, obviously, but then they turn around, but you don't understand when it's me, it's different. What do you say to those, the majority I'm guessing out there that are feeling that right now?
Well, you know, you made a very, very good point. What we focus on becomes not just bigger, but truer. So the truth, and I'm saying that with air quotes now, the truth, as we perceive it, we repeat it, we continue to tell the story of it, we find evidence of it, we commiserate. That's why misery loves company. It's interesting how that works. It becomes more true in the sense that what we're focused on expands and gets bigger and gets better. So of course it feels true. Why wouldn't it feel true? Because you've been practicing that truth for a very long time. And we get pretty darn attached to that convincing story. But Mike, it really is this. You don't understand. It's really true. So the more we say it, the more true it becomes for us.
So how do we shift both the, because there's always two parts. I think the mistake people make, and that's why I love having Tracy on, because I feel like with me, it's very tactical. And just, if you just do A plus B, always equals C. But we never dive into, well, why don't we ever do A? Or why do we do A and C, but not B and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. So with the, just do A, B, and C, and here's how to circumvent that problem. Or here's how to deal. Here's what to do, right? Which kind of us, the masculine energy, the guys are like, yes, just tell me what to do. Now I'm good. That's all I need. I think the ladies are a little more evolved in this regard. So that's one side of it. The flip side is, well, how do I think about it? How do I perceive it? How do I change? So how do we address both? So we don't want to underscore like, sure, there are, if you don't have any money, you actually don't have any money. That's not like, we can't just, if you don't focus on it, it'll go away. If you don't focus on it, it'll shrink. A lot of positive things will happen, but it won't change the reality. How do we walk that line? How do we know where we're at? You know, because I think for us, a lot of it is we make stuff up. If Tracy would change, if he would change, she would change, they would change, the world would change, then I'd be better. There is a reality of if my car is broken, I can't get to work, right? And that's got to be dealt with. But a lot of it is me allowing that to be a big thing in my life or whatever. So how do you know how to walk that line between dealing with actual problems in the world as they exist, right? We can't just, you know, stick our head under sand, but dealing with them, not being kind of incapacitated by them.
Right. So I'm going to use the example you just gave because it's perfect. My car broke down. I walked out to go to work. My car broke down. And then you said something that is not a truth. So the fact is my car is broken down. Then you told a lie. You said, and I can't get to work. Yeah. That is a story because
it's that game we play as a kid, two truths and a lie. Well, if I just said, I can't get to work, that seems fishy. But if I tell you two truths first, I don't have any money in my bank account. That may be a truth. My car is broken down. That may be a truth. Then if I just say I can't get to work, it sounds fishy. But if I tell you two truths, right? I don't have any money. My car is broken. Then when I slide in that nasty little lie, there, I can't get to work. It's like, of course, it makes perfect
sense. Of course, it totally sounds reasonable, right?
Well, and I can spend the next hour convincing myself that cars cost money and the crankshaft and I got to talk to the mechanic and last time I did this and my mom went to, then she'd, I could spend probably eternity if I was really into it, explaining why that won't work. How do we A, recognize it and then B, get on the right track and then C, deal with the fact we actually do have a car that at some point, I'm assuming should be fixed.
Right. So the first thing is we always have to be far more aware. First, the first key to any change is awareness. We have to become more aware of the things we tell ourselves, the stories we tell ourselves, what's going on in here. So just in when we get frustrated, we're banging our head against the same wall. But you don't understand. Yeah. I want to grow, Mike, but I've got people who want to hire me, you know, business, but I can't get employees. And then they go into, this is a story, right? I can't get employees. Okay, that's the first thing. It's like, if this is the thing that's keeping you from growing, you telling yourself and telling Mike and telling everybody who will listen over and over and over.
And some people that don't want to listen. Like, you'll tell anybody, people that want to listen, the cat, people that don't want to listen, signposts. Yeah, anybody in your proximity. Or now we can virtually tell thousands of people that don't want to listen.
Let me post it on Facebook and make it really real.
Right.
Yeah. I can't get employees. And when I do get them, they're crappy. They're terrible. They, you know, steal from me. They're blah, blah, blah. Like all that. So now, how likely is it going to be? So the first thing is, when you hear yourself say something that is counter to the thing you just got done saying you want. So I need to grow. I want to grow.
But will kill you.
But now you know some lies are coming. Okay.
By the way, we got to make that the title of this podcast. Your butt is stopping you from growing your cleaning company.
Big
butt is stopping you from is killing your cleaning company.
Big butt. Anything that comes after the what you want and it starts with but, you know, is a lie. Because as soon as we say but and we start to explain in all our truth, quote unquote truth, about why we can't do it, why we haven't been able to, all the legitimate reasons, you know, in our mind, that's when we know. So first thing is awareness. Is that story we're telling ourselves after the but, anything after the but is a story, is that story going to get us closer or further away from what we want?
And even before that awareness, I think the awareness is this a truth? So making the distinction between my car is broken, even that may not be a truth. The reality, if we're going to be very specific, might be my car won't start. Could possibly be, you know, I've got the key in the upstairs and it only starts, you know what I'm saying? So like, just what's, because I think we think, like you said, we have all this thing that we think is the truth. And if we really were correct about it, it'd be like 4.5% of it is the truth. Like I'm in my car turning the key and it's not starting. That's the truth. The story is, oh my gosh, it's going to be $1,000 repair. I don't have $1,000 and I don't have $1,000. So we weave in these truths with our story. So I like replacing, and I hate the word my truth because it sounds so squishy and it's most of the time the way I don't lie. I just hate that. But I like replacing things that aren't universally true. Like my car will not start. If we're really getting anal about it, what I'm doing right now is not starting my car, right? Because my car will start under some circumstance that hopefully a mechanic can bring to pass. But me sitting here turning the key like I usually do is not starting my car. That's the truth. The story I tell is, so I can't get to work and God hates me. And this is an example of why I shouldn't have this job. And we do all these stories, but we call them. So awareness one would be, let's distinguish what the truth is versus my story. And then we can go to the second distinguishing, which is what you said. What was that?
Which is the story that we're telling ourselves, the non-truth story, non-universal truth with the capital T story, is it serving my greater good, or is it keeping me stuck or going backwards? It's not helpful. And if the answer, I don't care what the justification for the story is, that doesn't matter, as long as you can honestly say to yourself, yeah, that's not helping me. Okay. Me continuing to say, I can't get to work. My car is broken. There's nothing I can do. That's not helping me get to work.
And oftentimes the thing that makes me feel good right now is not going to help me in the future. So a helpful truth might be, you know what? The check engine light went on. It made a funny sound. I knew I should have taken the mechanic and I ignored it. Man, maybe I should have paid attention a little earlier. That could be a helpful truth. This always happens to me. That last mechanic 6 years ago that changed my oil probably screwed this thing up. My wife's been driving it. She probably did something wrong. Like, those feel good because it just takes all the responsibility, just puts it way out of my universe. but obviously not long-term good for me. For that short term, like, it's okay. And we'll go to our friends, Tracy, and we go to our bad, or not helpful friends, by the way. Here's the lie I'm telling myself to make me feel better. Tell me it's okay. And Tracy would never do this. She'd kick me right in the butt. But, you know, evil Tracy would be like, oh, it's right, Mike. The world's against you. It sucks. You know, your boss is an a-hole anyway. Like, and start, we'll keep it on with the truth. So
you should quit that job. You know, you don't even really like that job. Why are you even bothering?
They don't even pay you enough.
Totally quit.
Yeah, if they paid you enough, your car would work. And now, you all of a sudden, you hate your boss, and she has nothing to do with this freaking car being broken. So, not always, and you tell me if this is too big of a statement, but oftentimes, the thing that feels good and comfortable now is going to, you know, just like eating this Twinkie will make me feel good now, but it will not make me feel good 6.5 minutes to the lifetime in the future. Kind of doing the right thing is empowering long-term, but not great feeling short term.
So it's so true. And I have a phrase for that. We like to, it feels good to argue for our truth, our limitations. And we're so accustomed in our society, unfortunately, we glorify martyrs and victims and people who paint themselves as, I can't, I'm too weak, I'm too whatever. And unfortunately, we're rewarded too often for that. So we reward ourselves for it. We let ourselves off the hook. We say, oh yeah, well, I would go to work, but I can't because my car's broke and there's nothing I can do. And that feels short term.
Oh, the COVID. Don't forget about the COVID. The COVID's somewhere in there breaking my car, keeping me from working. Like, part of the problem. Just got to stay.
Absolutely. We got to at least throw the COVID in there for everything.
Right. Yeah. Somehow. When in doubt, blame the COVID. Well, yeah. Start with the government. That's always a good start. And then the COVID, and then we'll work to the car or some other thing that's not our,
fault. My car got COVID.
Right. The car got COVID, and now it can't be amongst the other cars. I have to wear a mask and I can't find a car size. Man, we got all sorts of problems with this thing. So, all right. I am now, hopefully, we've spent some time and I'm like, okay, I'm open to the possibility that maybe I tell myself some stories that don't get me where I want to go. How do I move reasonably, right? Because we can't, you know, we'll try and go from 0 to 10. Like, how do I go from telling myself a lot of stories that are really not serving me or the people around me all the time to I'm never going to do that again? And then we're frustrated when we fall because that's not reasonable. How do we take some steps forward to move towards the light and start? And let's, again, I'm going to make it hard on you. And then let's wrap it up to be like, and how does that work towards our business? So we kind of have it in life and we get the concept of telling myself a bunch of stories that argue for my limitations, not generally good, but how do I take some reasonable steps forward towards the light? And how do I make that work towards my business of I can't get employees, I can't get customers, you know, people are quitting, all that nonsense.
Well, yeah, as you said, the first acknowledgement is that whenever I'm faced with something that is super challenging and I feel like it's pretty darn true, and I've been really working myself into a frenzy of making sure I've argued for that limitation for a while. Then when I finally get to that place where I'm like, all right, this isn't working and I'm ready to try something new. Usually what happens in that place is we go pretty, some people have described it as fog, like this fog, like I'm foggy and nothing's clear. I don't know. I can't think of anything new. I don't know how to get out of this.
I hate that feeling.
It just, oh man. Probably because we've been in the muck for so long. Now it just feels muddy, foggy. So this is a little hack. Okay. It's a little mind hack. So
does it rhyme with caffeine? Because I'm in if it's caffeine. Yeah.
First you pound a Red Bull.
All right. And you had me. Yeah. All right. Now you've got the men back on board. Let's go.
the first thing I will say that, and it sounds counterintuitive, but get out of the state that you're in. The very first thing is if you're in a state of fog and confusion, you're like, nothing's coming. I can't think of anything else right now. Like I like push away, you know, get literally move out of the room, move your body different, put your hands above your head, get blood flow.
Try that real quick. Podcast listeners right now, just put your hand above your head, both hands above your heads, like pits out, smile like an idiot. and tell me or yourself you don't feel at least 12% happy. I'm doing it myself. I feel pretty good. Like my body is totally falling for it, going, oh crap, we must be happy. Because the only time we smile and have our hands above our head, we're feeling good. All right, continue.
Exactly. So the first thing, we get so wrapped up here in our head that we're like, oh, I got to figure this out. And we're working ourselves into it. You can see smoke coming out of our ears. We got to change our state. So move our body, start breathing, get into a better state. Then here's a little hack after the Red Bull. You go, I know right now. Okay. Right now, I don't know the answer. Just let yourself off the hook. I don't have the answers right now.
I don't know how I'm going to get to work.
I don't know. But if I were not me right now, if I were Mike, if I were somebody I actually admire and think is pretty smart and clever, if I were them right now, what would they do? I know I don't know, but if I did know, what could that be? And what that does is it stops the pattern of, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Interrupts a pattern, you've changed your state, you're in a better space where at least you're open. You just go, okay, maybe I don't know, me that's confused. But if I were not me, what could the answer be? Just ask yourself that question. I know I don't know, but if I did know, what might it be? What could I do? What would somebody I know do?
So what I hear you saying is, because we're going way over time, but what I hear you saying is, one, identify when we're saying things that are stories, not the truth. Our car being broken or not starting when we try could be the truth. The story we could tell is everything bad happens to me. This is going to ruin my life. I can't get to work today. Do that. Second, start asking if the stories are moving us closer to or farther from the goal. And if we don't really want to get to work, we don't need a story. Let's just go. Is this a job I hate? How should I, let's have that conversation, but at least let's recognize it's a story, not the truth. Once we understand what's empowering, disempowering, change our state, right? Yeah. Change our body, change our state, how we're holding our arms, how we're holding our face, all that good stuff. And then go from statements moving us away from what's going to be effective. Everything happens to me. This is going to be expensive. It's not fair. Somebody else probably screwed me, blah, 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 to questions that at least open the crack of the door for the possibility. So what if, I get this is an impossible situation, but what if there was a superhero genius here? What if Tracy was here? She'd probably say something smart. What would that be? So I love going from definitive statements that will 100% move you away to easy, soft questions that could at least move you the right direction, right? I love it. All right. Guys, gals, for all of you that are Mike 10 years ago going, oh, just tell me how to start a marketing funnel. nothing drives me more nuts than people going, I've tried everything to make a funnel.
Oh, gosh. There's a story. Right?
And it's like, well, if you tried it, the truth is, if you tried everything, you would have a working funnel. So that's just bull crap right off the bat. So what you might say is, I've tried, and if we really drilled down and asked definitive questions and they were forced to tell the truth, it would sound something like, I tried 1.5 things and I don't have a funnel. Like, it's not even like 100, right? If I go, okay, we'd agree that I tried everything would be hundreds of millions, billions, everything. There's got to be that, right? I get you didn't try 100 billion. So 10,000 times? Well, maybe not 10,000. Oh, just 1,000? Well, maybe not 1,000. So 100? And again, this is where they're going to start telling stories and trying to squirm. But if you could physically make them tell the truth, not 100. So 7? No, not 7. I started one thing and didn't finish. And then I started another and didn't get as far as the first one. And then I got drunk. Or whatever that, sorry, that took a turn. Just when you're, whatever you're coming to, we got all sorts of tactics. There's 600 podcasts. I promise we tell you the blocking and tackling, how to get customers, all that stuff's out there. But if you attack it, if you come to it, literally, I won't name names, but we were on one of our alumni calls yesterday, and I had a guy going, I forget what he's trying to do. He's trying to do something, get clients or get customers, mm-hmm. or get clients or get employees. Mm-hmm. And Tracy's, I think I spoke to it and gave him some coaching, and he goes, but show me. And right after I had said something, someone put in the thing, people won't pay the price, right? He said, how do you get customers to pay the price? Right after he said that, someone had put in the chat under his thing, he said, show me an example of this. Or no, he said, how do you do it? Someone put, I got 4 clients this last week at full profit. Right below that, he said, show me an example. He was so committed to this not where he was so committed to his story of it being impossible. Mm-hmm. Right under a physical example in the text, he said, show me an example. His brain literally couldn't see any universe. He was so committed. So for all of you guys and gals going, just tell me the funnel. I promise we'll tell you the funnel. Certainly as clients, we do what we can here on the podcast. But if you come with that mindset, there's nothing I can say to help. But if you do the things that Tracy says, is that the truth that I've tried everything? No. Is it the truth I haven't even tried 5 or 10 things? Yes. Okay, good. Good. Doesn't feel great, but at least now we have control, because if we did try a million things, now we're screwed because it's impossible. So just do the mindset work first. Then when you come to the tactical stuff, it's almost easy. It really, really is. However, if you haven't done the mindset stuff first, no matter how well we break it down for you, it's not just hard, it's impossible. You can't do it. So I'm done. Tracy, anything I'm missing?
No, I would say that every single block you have in your business, no matter how much it seems like tactics or strategies alone, and if you're telling yourself the story, if I only knew this one thing or this, you know, that had this one element or this one asset or whatever, and I would be fine, I challenge you, I encourage you to look at the stories you're telling yourself about that topic, about that subject. And I will bet that there are stories underneath that are not supporting you moving forward and having that goal accomplished.
We talked about this, I think, also on the alumni call, celebrities that commit suicide or do self-destructive behavior once they become rich and famous. Mm-hmm. It's because they told themselves, I feel this way because I'm not rich and famous. And they get rich and famous and they go, holy crap, I still feel this way. They can't deal with it. So as opposed to trying to get rich and famous. And again, rich is fine. That's part of what we help you do. Famous, that's on your own. But, or the time freedom, once you get it, if we don't have the mindset right, you're going to go, crap, I'm just alone with my thoughts now. And those suck. All right. We went way over, but every time I get on with Tracy, she's freaking amazing. So deal with it. We'll do it again next week. Tracy, you're awesome. Thanks, Cleaning Nation. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.